Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and it is Tuesday evening, so we are talking about getting healed. We've been talking about some of the reasons we're not healed, as far as circumstances beyond our control. And what we're going to be talking about next, after we get through this, is we're going to be talking about hindrances to getting healed, things that we can do and should be doing something about. So I do want to start to differentiate between those two, because we are now looking at things that there are circumstances or reasons that we aren't healed that are part of the circumstances of our life or because of the process that God has us going through. So we do want to differentiate between the reason sometimes that we're getting not getting healed is because of it's part of a process, but there's also a time when we need to sort of look at, and this is where why it's so important to know God and His voice and how to hear from Him, that there may be instead be something else that needs to be dealt with in order to receive that healing. So when we look at the whole process of healing, we see that it's an extension of our learning to know Him, learning how to rule and reign, and learning to be the sons and co-inheritors and joint heirs that God has made us to be. So we've been talking about reasons we're not healed. Just to review a few of them, we're not healed because we're relying on the strength, faith, or understanding that comes from ourselves or others rather than from God. In other words, we're throwing darts at a dartboard that just is not hitting the mark. We're not abiding by the terms that God has set out. We're looking for healing in all the wrong places. So we're also not healed because of God's timing. We're also not healed because it wouldn't be good for us. And that's part of God's timing, is that sometimes the healing that we want, if we received it at that particular time, it just would not, because God wants the best for us. Sometimes He keeps from us something that we think we should have right then and there. So now if you've got any questions or comments on the subject, feel free to give a call in. The call-in number is 718-664-6988, and we'll be happy to put you on the air. We started talking about this next point last week, last Tuesday, and we're going to just retouch on it, just because it is so important that we understand the whole concept of persistence. This reason we're not healed is because we often give up too soon. One aspect of God's character that we now possess, we have this aspect, this character is now ours. Persistence is now part of who we are, but it's part of our spirit being, not necessarily something that's been worked into our soulical character. So as we learn to that the strength that we have in our soul is limited, in order to learn that the strength that is available in our spirit is unlimited, we have to come to the end of our own strength or the end of our own persistence. So we have to get there. We have to, before we can step out into the unlimited, we have to find our own limits. And we can only find our at the end of our own limits by going to the end. So this is one area that God takes us to the end. He does it in many other areas as well. But again, healing is so important to us. We want to get rid of pain. None of us enjoys pain, almost none of us. And so God knows that and uses this as one of the ways to draw attention to himself. And we are maybe speaking to ourselves lies about why we're not healed. Instead of we need to continue to ask, we need to continue to pursue on this matter, we often will share with others, and we may get conflicting explanations. You know, God wants to heal you, but not until it's really bad, so then you'll have a better testimony. And that's just one example. You can, I'm sure, think of your own. The point being that unless the person you're talking to is actually God, they're not going to be able to tell you the right answer, because the only one who has the right answer is God. So go to him and ask him. So God uses our need and our desire for healing to make persistence available to and through our soul. We never want to assume that God doesn't want to heal us just because he hasn't so far. When you think about it, we spend most of our lives trying to make life easier for ourselves. Yet Jesus said that in this world we will have tribulation. As we come into freedom, we need to hear from him only to be able to distinguish his voice. That's where our focus should be. To learn his ways, how he does things, and how to participate in the things he's doing, and how he is, his character. We need to learn to persist, to endure, to continue pressing in, because part of his purpose for us is to rely on him for motivation and endurance, and to bring us into that intimate relationship with him. And we've talked before about how sometimes it's a good idea to keep these things with what you're going through in your life, keep them to yourself. Because, for instance, if God's purpose for whatever illness or need for healing you're going through, if his purpose is to bring you into reliance on his strength, endurance, and direction, and you're talking to others, you're speaking to others, you're sharing with others, why would you be doing that? Because you're looking for encouragement or commiseration or, some kind of, sympathy, empathy. And those are all valid desires. And those are all, somebody being sympathetic with you is perfectly normal and acceptable. The problem is that it may be stretching out the time that God has the healing for you. by turning elsewhere for that endurance, for that strength, you're then extending the time before you run out of that motivation, before you run out of your own strength, and then are able to accept the endurance, the motivation that God has for you. So likewise, when we think of Paul's, the illustration of Paul and his thorn in the flesh, he never complained, as far as we know, he never complained to anyone about it. He never said, well, why is God not healing me? Why is God not dealing with it? You know, can you pray for me? As far as we know, all he did was take it to God. And so I suspect, now God, as far as we know, now he may have, but as far as we know, he didn't relieve him of that thorn. But he gave him the strength to bear it. So he could let it rest. But he went to God with it. And so I wonder if he instead had started a prayer chain, or, you know, got all the different churches that he had started, got them all together on a certain time. They were all going to pray and anoint him with oil and, you know, do whatever it is that your particular beliefs say to do. And I wonder if his focus would have been on, okay, well, that, you know, and then you go through all that and God doesn't heal, or God doesn't remove that thorn in the flesh. And then we wonder, okay, well, maybe I need to fast and pray. Or maybe there's, you know, I'm under an attack. And so we spend time going through, you know, this, that, and the other thing. Well, maybe everybody has to fast. And I'm going under attack, and anoint me with oil. And have the elders of all the churches have to come to get together, and it has to be a certain day that coincides with a certain day on the calendar, of the Jewish calendar, where Jesus did a certain miracle. If you're looking to other resources for an explanation for your situation or to change your situation, you will always find something else to occupy your time. So what we're trying to do is go to God first. Not second, not third. Not when all else has failed, but go to him first, hear from him. And this, again, is why if we can hear him, we don't want to wait till there's a crisis to then put in the effort to hear his voice or to hear from him, to really pray. I'm going to really pray about this. Well, what are you doing the other times? And we're talking a little bit, too, about what is prayer. If in your spirit you are already always in communion with him, hearing him 100%, what is prayer? So as we recognize that God is using the circumstances we are in to teach us new habits, to turn to him first. Let's join him in that. And say, okay, God, I get it. Whatever this is, whatever pain, now he may say, I need everybody in your group to be fasting and praying and anointing you with oil at such and such a time and rebuke this demonic activity and renounce this, that, and the other thing. Fine, then do it. You know, test what you hear, and then do it. You know, Lord, is that you? It's not that hard. But that's your first step. That's your step. That's what you do. You do it because God tells you to do it. And again, you test to make sure it's Him. We can be easily deceived because we all hear what we want to hear. We're really good at that. If anything, we like being deceived. We may not set out to be deceived, but, you know, we are deceived. You know, what is it? We are tempted by our own lust, our own covetousness. When we look at the tactics of the enemy, he has been around. We're talking about the devil now. He has been around for a good long time. And us humans, we ain't that complex. He doesn't need to have that many tactics and strategies up his sleeve. But he's had a plenty long time to work out all the kinks. So he knows how to push each one of our buttons. And when one works, he just pushes another. If that doesn't work, he just tries again. He's got plenty of, you know, resources as far as strategies to try. And he just keeps on working until he finds something, and then he pushes that button for all it's worth. And generally, it's something that satisfies a need we have, depending on our, that will fit in with our temperament. In other words, if we're facing something and we're trying to, you know, we're seeking God about getting healed, and we start feeling sorry for ourselves, well, he's more than happy to come along and join us. You know, oh, you know, yeah, I'm just a victim, and he always speaks to us in the first person. You know, I didn't ask for this. This wasn't something I, you know, deserve or. You know, this was, you know, God shouldn't have put this on me. It's not from Him. I need to rebuke the devil that's causing this. And it's all because the church doesn't know how to pray. They're not all prayed up. And we start thinking of ourselves as a victim. So we've bought into that lie. And again, the more we can keep these things to ourselves, unless directed by God, the shorter our period of time learning this each particular character into our soul will be. So we can shorten our training time by keeping things private. People are well-meaning. And people, you know, almost nobody likes to see other people hurting. But we don't want to play on other people's sympathy. And we don't want to play on their desire to be a part of whatever God is doing in our lives. So we recognize that when there's a situation like this in our lives, it's for our benefit, for our opportunity. That's our project. It's something we need to work on. So what we want to be able to do is practically learn how to appropriate His endurance. And this is going to be a unique experience for each one of us. But God is so objective and practical. He knows exactly where you're coming from and what you're going through. And He knows exactly what encouragement and motivation and strength you need. So the essential part is, in order to get to the end of your strength and to go on to learn how to appropriate his strength, is very simple. Don't give up. Keep going until you hear from him about this. You know, and it can be as simple as, Lord, is there a reason you're not healing me? Is there a hindrance? And we've been talking on Thursday nights about the process of learning to hear his voice. But keep it too simple. So when he answers yes and no, you can test him and you can hear that simplicity of the yes and no. And one thing, never get caught up in your own motivations or other people's motivations. That's just a distraction. Okay? Motivations don't matter. God will deal with them. Okay? Know that as a Christian, your motives are going to be consumed by your spiritual identity. So he is not going to let your motivations, where they're not lined with his, he will change them. You can't. Okay, he may reveal them to you, but he will change them and bring them into alignment with his. And other people's motivations, as snarky as they may be, are really none of your business. Now, he may give you a word for somebody, and that's a whole other thing. But it's basically why other people are doing what they're doing. Unless God makes it your business, is none of your business. So stay focused on what God has assigned you to do. In this case, find out if there's a reason you're not healed. And that's, you can only find that out from God. So don't give up, but learn to rely on his strength. So is there a time to give up? Yes, when he says so. And if he does say, no, my grace is sufficient, like he said to Paul, in other words, he says, depend on me to make up for what is not healed. I'll get you through this. Then, like Paul, let it go at that. There'll be a measure of rest in there. There may still be pain. And none of us, again, likes pain. But that may be part of your assignment, to learn to overcome it. God is not under any obligation to explain why he does or doesn't do what we think he should. Okay? Let me explain that. Let that really sink in. God is not under any obligation to explain why he does or doesn't do what we think he should. And the sooner we learn that, the sooner we will enter into that rest. So finally, we're not healed because there is a natural healing already in progress. God heals us on both the soulical and the natural or the physical levels in a variety of different ways. Sometimes God heals in an instant. Sometimes over time. In the physical plane, there are physical laws. Now, sometimes God intervenes in these natural laws, but sometimes he doesn't, and he's not obligated to. For instance, if we've been abusing our bodies in one way or another, God is in no way obligated to repair the damage. He's not obligated to interfere to keep us from experiencing the effects of poor choices. Yet as we learn to depend on Him, and our soul and our body begin to experience rest, natural healing does often occur over time. Let the Lord heal you according to His ways and according to His loving heart towards you. These are just some of the reasons God doesn't heal us. So next week, we're going to start talking about hindrances that may keep us from being healed when God does want to move on our behalf. Though God could easily overcome these hindrances without our involvement, you know, He could just snap His fingers, so to say. But He often lets them interfere in the process in order to bring us into dependence on Him. Again, what's the goal? Not to get healed, but to learn how to rule and reign through dependence on God. So it's not that, so that we will learn something or become stronger in our discernment or then be able to minister because that area is now is where we've been healed, or that He's afraid that He's desiring a greater level of glory because the healing was greater. But so that we can enter into a greater rest and confidence in His character, in our relationship with Him. And we will have, by experience, a greater knowledge, true knowledge of His love, His responsibility, and His honor toward us. We are reminded that God has said that He will not give glory to another, but you and I are not another. So there will be times and there will be recognition for achieving dependence in God. Just as the Father said to the Son, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to what He has to say." He was proud of His Son, not for what His Son had accomplished, but because His Son was depending on Him. For you and I, we have the same challenge. That's our work. That's where our effort is. And it is work, and it takes effort to enter into His rest. The warfare, the violent take the kingdom by force. The kingdom doesn't need to be built. It's built, it's done. Our task is to enter it. And healing, again, is just one of the ways God draws our attention and keeps our attention, because pain is so personal. So next Tuesday, we'll be starting to talk about hindrances to getting healed and what we can do about them. And that's when God wants to heal us, but there's something in the way. So tune in then. And next, we'll be getting together on Thursday at 6:30 to talk about knowing God, being able to hear His voice and test it. Have a great evening, and thank you for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great night.